and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 92. We're jumping right in today, and I'm going to say happy birthday to you April 3rd babies. The birthday book is here for you today, and we're going to learn a little about you. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
Those born on April 3rd are highly sociable individuals who enjoy surrounding themselves with other people and directing their activities. They do not necessarily crave leadership positions out of desire to dominate, merely that their energy, natural charisma, and strong views tend to attract less vibrant people. It is, however, indubitably the case that these strong-minded people believe that their convictions and organizational methods are unquestionably correct, and therefore seek to promote them by enlisting the support of those around them. Their considerable powers of persuasion are aided by intuitive gifts that also play a large part in informing their opinions. Others' moods are assessed, and then their own words and actions are adjusted appropriately to achieve optimum results. Such interpersonal skills equip them well for positions in which they can take charge of teams, and their capabilities are such that they may achieve success in any profession they choose, although they have the potential to star especially well as politicians, movie directors, or actors. There are dangers inherent in their self-certainty and predilection to guide others. Although they usually display a sunny, outgoing face to the world when things are going their way, in difficult situations, their introverted, insecure side comes to the fore. When they are crossed or let down by others, they have a tendency to react badly, typically either exploding with anger or retreating into their shell and brooding introspectively over the cause of their annoyance. It is therefore important that they become more realistic in their personal relationships and do not punish others who fail to meet their own, sometimes unreasonably high expectations. Their virtues are perceptive, empathetic, inspiring. Their vices are oversensitive, headstrong, ornery. So again, happy birthday, and we are going to move right on into stories.
This comes from Archer Chick on Reddit.
This is not my story, but my step-grandfather's story. My step-grandfather had a very hard life. He grew up with his many siblings being passed around through homes and orphanages. He would usually tell me a lot of funny stories because I was still young before he passed. But one story was different. I have no proof other than my word. One night, when he was 10 or so, he'd gone to bed at one of the orphanages he had once stayed. It was really late at night, and he was having a hard time sleeping. But when he did fall asleep, he had weird dreams where he made it sound like he was having an out-of-body experience. He was seeing himself sleeping in his bed that night, like he was in the body of another person entirely. He described it like he was standing over himself. So I have to assume he was much taller. Then it all ends because he wakes up and opens his eyes. He said, standing over him, surrounding his bed, were five or so really tall, dark people. Dark as in shadowy. Only the back end of his bed was touching the wall. He couldn't see their faces at all. He said he didn't feel scared, and then he closed his eyes again. Then he said he fell asleep again and woke up in the morning. That was how he ended the story. No payoff. He never told the story to me again, and he's been dead for a long time, so there's no way to find out anything else. Based on vague memories of how he ended up telling me the story, I believe he was trying to say they were aliens. As a kid, I remember saying, that's awful, at the end, because I think at the time I thought he was implying they had hurt him in a bad way, But looking back, I don't think he meant it was a scary story. He was very quiet after. My step-grandfather was great. He was a father figure for me, and I think I just wanted to share his story to honor him. I miss him a lot, and I do want to take his word for it here. I don't remember him as a liar, especially when communicating with me. I mean, I feel like this is a weird one because it's like he's having an out-of-body experience, but also there are aliens, maybe. And maybe not. It also kind of sounds scary as in like maybe it was like a cult. Maybe not a cult. Maybe like witchcraft. I don't know. Maybe the orphanage had nuns and all the nuns were standing around him. It could have been anything. But the whole first half of that with the him looking over his body, yeah, that feels like an out-of-body experience. Like, you know, when you go into sleep paralysis at night and do the whole dream world thingy-mabobber. But yeah, I don't know about the rest. The rest doesn't sit well with me, but if it didn't scare him, then it must not be scary. But I don't know. I need your guys' opinions because this one gives me like the heebie-jeebies, just only in the end part, because like I don't like things standing around your bed, anybody's bed, my bed, while you're just sleeping. Like that's gross. That's really, really, really gross. But anyhow, we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from CaterpillarOK4676 on Reddit.
Now this is one of those strange experiences I cannot explain. No ghosts, no demons, no apparitions. I once worked at Nike Canada in Scarborough back in the early 2000s. I started my shift at 5 a.m., so I would leave home about 4:20. The company was literally only a 20-minute walk from my home, so I saved a ton on TTC money. This little cemetery on Brimley Road is one of those old-style vertical headstone types with a closed fence. One morning in the late fall, I was walking past as they had just finished putting a fence in the front a few days earlier. Lucky me. When I approached, I started hearing a sound like someone dragging their feet through the leaves, matching my stride. At first, I thought it was just an animal scurrying in the underbrush, as this part of Scarborough has plenty of woodlands. But then as I walked, I could feel it wasn't an animal. At first, again, I thought it was just some kids playing a prank. But at 4:30 in the morning, and the gate was locked. So I stopped. It stopped. I walked. It walked. I couldn't see inside because it was quite foggy, and the bush was thick as well as being still dark. Finally, my creep meter went off, and I said loudly, "Hey man, whoever you are, it's not smart playing games with people you don't know." I thought I would hear some kids yell and run off, but nothing. Just cold silence. But I could feel it looking at me, just staring. I walked a little further towards the street, but it kept my pace until I passed. And then, nothing. Since that time, I've walked past the cemetery thousands of times, but nothing has ever happened since. That is quite interesting, and it makes me wonder if someone is playing a really good prank on you, or maybe you encountered a spirit that you didn't see, but they were playing a prank on you. Or maybe it's a zombie and you just didn't see him. Ew, God, that would be terrible. No, my guess is it's probably either someone playing a really good prank on you, or it's a spirit who just happened to be up at the same time. Maybe it was the anniversary of their death and you just happened to, I don't know, run into them, you know what I mean? But I would hate every single moment of that. And I'm curious as to see like what everybody else says. So what do you guys have to say about this? I would love to know. Please let me know. And if you've had an experience like either story today, please let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, It's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.